Okay, we are back. We have a loaded guest list of five. No better to lead off than New York State Senator Alexis Wyke. She representing, of course, the 3rd Senatorial. Lots happening, as we all know these days, in Albany. And nice enough to join us here on this early Tuesday. Senator Wyke, welcome. How are you?
Good morning. It's a great day. Our governor is, Governor Cuomo is out. Thank you for having me. This is a wonderful opportunity. I called for this back in March along with my colleagues. We said, you know, before we even passed the budget, Governor Cuomo had too much against him and it was time for him to resign or for us to start an impeachment process. So it's long overdue, and more importantly, it helps us get back to actual business.
When you mentioned that, I had streamers and balloons coming down on my head. So I guess that was set up here, and I guess that'll be an ongoing thing throughout this show. But yeah, how about that? 1201 Kathy Hochul takes over. Now, one point of negativity on my end, and, you know, it sticks out like a sore thumb, Senator, and I'll tell you, I've never been a fan of Howard Zucker, but how he retains his post as the Department Commissioner of Health for the state. I'm sorry. You had to, if you're Kathy Hochul, you had to rid yourself of this, because the doubt and everything else, you know, the memo March 25th, we have to go over it again. Positives, allowing COVID positives back into those nursing homes. Thus, the scandal, the triggering. I saw the every briefing. The man didn't know how to answer any questions, nor did the governor, by the way. So, in essence, in my opinion, you had to cleanse yourself. She did not. What's your feeling on Zucker retaining his post?
Well, I mean, to get back to the resignation, because I think this is a huge issue. Remember, Governor Cuomo is only the 9th governor to resign in New York State history. And so that's an important thing to remember. And hopefully Kathy Hochul, our new Governor Hochul, will take the proper steps and make sure that she starts with a fresh staff on everything. Because, you know, his resignation, Governor Cuomo's resignation, does not equal full accountability. We still need justice for nursing home victims. We still need justice for his sexual harassment victims. Victims deserve their day, and so I'm confident that Governor Hochul will take the proper steps and listen to, you know, senators and assembly people who I'm sure will put pressure on her to make sure that she starts with a clean slate. So she might not at the beginning, but eventually I see down the road that she will be replacing everyone to make sure that she has the proper people in place who are accountable for the actions that they need to take, so that, you know, even if we move forward with holding other people, you know, individuals responsible for what has happened over the course of the last year that drove the governor to resign, I mean, taxpayers deserve justice. We all deserve justice, and that would be the best way to move forward. You know, his administration is disgraced. Governor Cuomo's administration is disgraced. Even in the last days, we saw that everything he was doing was to be self-serving. So hopefully she'll move forward past that.
A wait and see approach there. We shall see. All right, give me, this is one of those things, Senator Wyke, where the governor is going to have to hit the ground running. There are so many situations involved here. I don't even know where to begin. But in essence, you know, there's no honeymoon here. You know, it's an attack process right now. Loads of stuff that have questions. And she's going to have to somehow get to it right away. First day, you know, handshakes, speech, and everything else. But to get to the job, is that the feeling right now as far as Albany is concerned?
I think she's going to jump in with both feet. I am hopeful. Remember, she's our first female governor. And I think as the first female governor, I hope, as one of the few female senators, that she will make sure that she pays attention to that and does justice to that simple fact that she is the first female governor, and she has a responsibility to make sure that she tackles issues that are important and that are prevalent at the moment. And so I think, you know, we're going to see her jump in and we're going to work together, and hopefully she's not going to take any of the actions that Governor Cuomo did. He was very imperialistic is the word they kept using for him. And, you know, hopefully we can finally work together and have that give and take that we should have had last year in Albany that we didn't see because the governor said it's my way or the highway. And so hopefully we'll have some of that give and take between the Senate and the Assembly and the conversations between both legislative bodies and the governor that should have taken place last year. She's been experienced. She's been around. Remember, she's been there with Governor Cuomo this whole time. So she should not need too much of a honeymoon period to begin with. She should be able to jump in with both feet and get back to business. All of this impeachment process, or the conversation of an impeachment and the conversation of resignation has been going on since March, and it's really been dragging business down. And so we really need to get back to business and make sure that we're serving New Yorkers, because New Yorkers are why we do what we do.
No question. One of the things I'll be awaiting is, you know, the state's eviction moratorium. We know it is in stall mode as far as the rent relief program there. And I know the former governor had a lot of problems setting up the program, of course, meant to help those who just couldn't pay rent all during this pandemic. What was it, $2.5 billion in federal aid New York received had gone out to tenants and landlords. Yet the moratorium ends, next week? So I know that there's been a lot of talk about maybe extensions here. Do you see that going on based on what's happening now, what has happened at least for a couple of months? Where do you see this thing going?
Well, I mean, I was at the public hearing in Brooklyn last week when we had the ERAP conversation, and we were asking OTDOT directly. I asked him point blank, you know, what is the stall on getting the money out the door? Because remember, tenants might be paying their rent, but ultimately it goes to the landlord who deserves it. They're still paying rent. They're still paying taxes and mortgages on the property. They need that money in order to upkeep the building so that the tenant has a nice place to live. It's important for both tenant and landlord to have those funds. So hopefully Kathy Hochul, Governor Hochul, will be able to get that money out the door and do everything that needs to get done. She's not going to be leading by, you know, executive order. That's now been ended. Hopefully she gets down to business, and that we have this a person who's actually willing to listen to what constituents are looking for. What are the important issues that need to be taken care of? And we might not always see eye to eye on policy, but I look forward to working with her and strengthening Long Island and New York State. So hopefully that's something that we can look forward to as we move in working with a new governor. This is a difficult time for everyone, and we want to make sure that businesses are being taken care of, taxpayers are being taken care of, that everything within New York State has good, competent leadership, and that's what we look forward to.